Welcome to the New Limit Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua J. Cutter Opoku, and my co-host, Brittany.
Big Bugs Opoku. What's happening, man?
What's going on, guys? So today, we are asking you a direct question.
Hold on, wait. Before we ask them a question, can we remind them that we need y'all to run up these podcasts episodes with the plays, the shares, the listens. We need y'all to rate us on Apple. We need y'all to actually rate us. Give us your review, your honest review. Share it with your friends or family. Ask them to review it because you guys were listening to our podcast last year like crazy. Crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. The almost said views. The number of listeners was crazy. I mean, you know, we had listeners that were all the way in, what, Russia might have been one place. Or was it South Korea?
South Korea.
But yeah, guys, we need you to keep that same energy and stay focused and get back on it. You know, we are able to keep doing this and putting out episodes because, you know, we see that you guys are listening. I live just like a boss and they touch us how I live. Pull up to my house, it's just one many cribs. Out here giving free game, that's just what it is. New limit on everything, you know what it is. I live just like a boss and they touch us how I live. Pull up to my house, it's just one many cribs. Out here giving free game, that's just what it is. New limit on everything, you know what it is.
Absolutely right. You guys are listening. We'll keep feeding you more information, more podcasts. And you can always go back and listen to our older ones. Decisions was a great podcast. That was our latest episodes. But today, I want to ask you a direct question. Are you rooting for yourself? Are you rooting for yourself? Now, this journey to success, whatever that definition is to you, you got to remember to root for yourself. You got to remember to congratulate yourself when you're doing certain things. You have to continue to push yourself. Find ways to stay positive within your mind. Like if you see something getting done, just go ahead and say you can do it too. Even if you feel like you can't do it, the more you tell yourself that you can do it, the more likelihood that it is possible that you can do it. So be your own cheerleader. Be your own coach. Because that's what you will need in times when it gets hard, when your business is running slow, or when you're in between jobs, or when you just had a rough day. That's when you need to go back and tell yourself that you can do it. Root for yourself. Remind yourself of the accomplishments, the achievements that you have done, the things that you have made possible that you didn't think was possible. You have to remind yourself of those things. And other ways to do that, you write this stuff down. Write it down. Take notes. Make a record of these things. So when you are having a down day or when you're just feeling some type of way, you can go back and review these things. Take pictures. Everybody got a phone. You can take pictures. Take a video. Mark it. Mark it down so you can go back and review it.
So I think another thing too, like with deciding or thinking about whether or not if you're rooting for yourself, take a day off. And I feel like when I say take a day off, that means take the PTO, bro. Take the sick leave. Like, and if you're battling and if you say, oh, I don't want to take it because I can't take it because, or if me saying that makes you automatically think of a reason why you can't do it, so automatically you're not rooting for yourself. Like if you can't even take a day off of work because you're worried about a deadline, you're worried about what your boss will say, you are not rooting for yourself. Like one of the biggest things that I've realized is that like I like to call it like using myself in third person. Brittany in her 20s did a lot. I did a lot of everything. I did multiple things at once. I was an excellent multitasker. Brittany in her 30s, listen, being a wife, a mom, like I don't feel as fast as I used to feel, you know? And I think it's okay to have those moments of, I'm may not be as good at multitasking as I was previously, right? Because when we say, are you rooting for yourself? It's not just about patting yourself on the back, looking in the mirror like, yeah, I'm this, I'm that. You know, posting fire pictures for the grams with fire captions, having all the followers, the views, and all of that. Like, no, it's also about having those moments of self-reflection, saying like, you know what? I may not be as good as I once was in this particular area. Do I want to change it? Or do I want to create a new normal that meets me where I am now? You know, I think, you know, again, and I'm going to talk about social media a lot this year, because I personally feel like it's number one, you know, what is it used to be called? Like the enemy of the state. Remember that? Something like that, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's like number one is social media, because you will wake up, feel good, ready to start your day. And then all of a sudden you get on social media. And next thing you know, your mind is going to all these things of what could have, should have been, where you should be, where you thought you would be, who you thought you should be with. I mean, you're going to start to look at other people's problems and start to take those on as emotions. And it's going to act as a point of distraction. So when we say, are you rooting for you? You have to be rooting for yourself. But rooting for yourself means, one, doing self-evaluation, self-reflections. How can I be a better me than I am tomorrow? It's okay for me to create a new normal me in this environment that I'm in, right? And then the next thing is, you're going to pay attention to the things that distract you and that are quickly to change your mood or your behavior at any point in time.
I agree with that. And in certain cases, you will have to force yourself to take it to another level. Force yourself to make that change. Force yourself to change your routine because something isn't working, or something that worked last week, last month, or last year is just not working right now. So when you are in the midst of rooting for yourself, self-evaluating, and putting that self-confidence within yourself, you can also take the time out to make little changes within yourself in order to better focus on what needs to be done. Like this self-evaluation and this whole collective of being a better person, it all starts with what you are viewing and studying on the day-to-day. What are you taking in on a day-to-day? Like a lot of stuff that you may look at. Brittany mentioned social media when you're scrolling. All these things, you're subconsciously taking it in. You're subconsciously collecting this data, and it's affecting you in ways you don't even know. So with me, for example, I start off first thing in the morning is I find a motivational video to watch. That way I can keep my mind strong and positive when I start the day off. You should try it too. It definitely helps. It can be a game changer.
We try to go by in this household is that, you know, you can have a character building day one day. That's 24 hours. However, if God allows us to wake up and have another chance to get at it, what happened yesterday is not going to determine what's going to happen today. Automatic reset of like, boom, it's a new day. I need to get it, you know? And I think it's also a lot more complex when you look at, you know, are you rooting for yourself, especially as you get older, because it's like from K through 12, we root for ourselves based off of some kind of award or recognition that we get through the school system, whether or not if it's an honor roll certificate, perfect attendance, you know, the dean's list, et cetera, right? Like we think about rooting for ourselves and we attach it to, well, the way we know that we're rooting for ourselves is us achieving some kind of recognition or physical award of some sort. And that's the crazy thing about, you know, adulthood is that don't nobody give you awards for shit. You know, like
that's why you got to pat yourself on the back. You get something done, you need to thank yourself. You need to reward yourself at sometimes because nobody else will. just like the term that be running across the internet, like get your flowers while you're still here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to give yourself flowers. Look at Snoop Dogg thanking himself. I thank myself for getting me to this point.
Right.
Because you couldn't have done it without you, mm-hmm. without yourself, motivating yourself, telling yourself that you can do it. Like, if you check out different interviews from Mike Tyson, you know, he tells himself you have to be a doubt killer. You know, you got to fight just as hard as you fighting everything else that's going on outside your mind. You got to take that same energy and do the same thing with inside yourself. And like, you've seen people out there. Some people, this could be you. Like, you're rooting for everybody else except yourself. Like, you're on social media congratulating people like, oh, you go, girl. Like, great job. You're doing it. You're doing it. But then when you turn around and look back at yourself, why aren't you showing that same energy towards yourself, towards what you want to do, towards what you need to do, or that fire that's been burning inside of you and it's still burning and burning, but you have not released it because you were not rooting for yourself. The more you root for yourself, the more you will be able to do that particular thing because you are pushing and pushing that positivity into your mind. So it makes it a lot easier and a lot more comfortable to be uncomfortable and do things that you weren't able to achieve before. And if you want to start off slow, you can take it one day at a time. Like a lot of things that help, you just print it out, print something out that's very positive. Put it on your bathroom mirror, read it. Then it gets to a point where you're just like randomly saying it in your mind at certain points that are hard throughout the day. Your boss is on you about something, you know, say that positive thing to yourself. You got this. You can do it. You know, just at random moments throughout the day, and you will see and start to feel a change within yourself.
Absolutely. You know, and I feel like, you know, one of the things that we always stress, kind of like another theme of the New Limit podcast, is really just defining what rooting for yourself means for you. Because the reality is that, you know, life is going to happen to all of us and it's happening. You know, no one can prepare us for what we've been through or what the future may hold. But what you can do is prepare yourself and your foundation. You know, I always like to say, I'm really not that easily shaken at all. And what I've realized is that I have been putting myself, like, push it to the limit. Like, I've the past probably, it might have been ever since COVID. You know, I feel like COVID started in, what, 2020?
Mm-hmm.
I literally feel like I've been pushing myself as much as I can. And I'm at the point now where I'm just like, wait a minute. I can push myself to do a lot of things, but at this point in my life, mental health is very important, you know, and I'm recognizing more and more of navigating, you know, as a wife, as a mom, you know, as a woman in business, a friend, a sister, you know, there's just only so much that I can mentally handle within 24 hours. Not that I can do, right? Not that I can physically do. I'm talking about what I can mentally do in 24 hours. You know, and that's a real thing, right? Because you could be physically somewhere and your mind be in about 10 different places,
yep.
You know, so you guys really want to look at what does rooting for myself look like? You know, what activities am I doing? What affirmations am I doing? You know, you don't have to sit up there and root for yourself and, you know, post all your accolades every time you get it. You know, rooting for yourself. Like I said, it literally could be your affirmations when you wake up in the morning, what you tell yourself, yeah. What you tell yourself before you go to bed at night. You know, you can root for yourself through your own prayer, you know, reaffirming all of the things that you already know that God or whoever you believe in, you know, tells you or has told you or has shown you with everything that's going on right now and in the world and in politics. In your household and your family, it's going to be important to really make sure that you solidify that foundation and get it stronger because your foundation can never be perfectly strong. There's always going to be something that tries to come in and take a swing, right? But rooting for yourself is also kind of like arming yourself with the just like how a soldier would wear certain gear, you know, and certain shields, you know, you need to arm yourself with the techniques, the things, you know, that can calm you down in moments where you're at your most angriest, you know, or get you in a position where no matter what, like, how do you get to autopilot, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a real thing. And we, you know what? You guys look out for that podcast episode that's coming soon called Autopilot, because that's going to blow your mind, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, let's look at when we started this podcast and to where we're at right now. Like, we went from, we got storefronts. We got different businesses. We've sold and bought houses. And the best way to confirm that you can get something done or something that can be done is seeing evidence that's already been done. Y'all hold it down.
Holla.